Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of the show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode, I want to talk about closure. Now, some people say that closure refers to our need to make sense out of a situation. Is it the need to make sense out of the situation, my friend? I want to ask you to reflect on that time wherein you felt you didn't get that closure. Or maybe you're still seeking that closure right now. Maybe you can't move on because there was no proper, quote unquote, proper ending from that breakup or failed friendship, failed relationship, whatever that is. Also, some people say that, you know what? The lack of respect was a closure. The lack of apology was a closure. The lack of care was a closure. The lack of accountability was a closure. The lack of honesty was the closure, okay? Maybe in your situation, maybe in that relationship, you can look at it this way. You can look at that this way. And before I go on a little bit more about my personal experiences with this topic, I want to share with you this quote from Mandy Hale. She said, "Don't put your life on hold waiting for closure. Any ending, no matter how it comes about, is closure. You can't put a cherry on top of every sundae. Sometimes things just end because they're supposed to end." All right? Don't put your life on hold waiting for closure. Have you been putting your life on hold waiting for closure? I am so grateful, my friend. From my experience, I feel like I have gotten a lot of closure in terms of past relationships, especially this last one that I was in. There's a lot of closure there. We were very communicative and honest. Definitely was not a perfect kind of relationship. It was not a perfect dynamic for sure. But I am very grateful at how communicative we were and how much closure we could give ourselves. I feel like we gave ourselves. So that made me realize that I was definitely so much more mature than I used to be when I was young. And I also realized how grateful we should be because a lot of people in life don't get closure. A lot of people get ghosted. A lot of people get cheated on. A lot of people, you know, go through these very painful experiences and are really tied to that person, whether it's a soul tie, whether it's, you know, having children with someone and then suddenly having to part ways. That is so tough. It demands a lot of strength and willpower from either both parties or one person, the person who has betrayed, the person who was hurt, to realize that the only closure that they can really get is a closure that they give themselves. Okay, closure happens right after you accept that letting go and moving on is more important than projecting a fantasy of how the relationship could have been. A lot of times on social media, we are told to be delulu or delusional, but there are certain situations where you can apply that delusion to. I would say, sure, self-confidence. Sometimes you have to be a bit delusional to believe that you can, to put yourself out there and to try to achieve that goal or set yourself out to be the person you want to be. But when it comes to more serious topics, I believe, like finding closure or relationships or family issues, I don't think we should be delusional. I think we should be real. You know, yes, have hope and have faith, but also be real about the situation that we are in. And to realize how much power we have in ourselves to give ourselves that peace of mind, that understanding, and that closure. But also with the help of God, of course. If you're truly having a hard time finding closure in whatever it is, I highly urge you to pray about it and to really humbly, with childlike faith, speak to the Lord God about what you are going through and ask Him to give you the strength, the willpower, the humility, and the wisdom to give yourself the closure that you believe your soul needs. But also, my friend, realize how much your mindset plays in all of this. How much time, how much energy, how much of your life are you willing to put on hold or even to waste waiting for this supposed magical feeling of closure? Okay, waiting for the perfect apology from the person that hurt you, waiting for the perfect moment to tell yourself that, okay, I've got closure, I can move on. I believe that personally for me, for the situations in my life that were a bit more difficult for me to move on from, my past relationships. I haven't had many, by the way. I just make it sound like I do. I feel like in this certain situation, I haven't had many. But the one that I had when I was younger and a bit more naive, I should humbly say, I believe that it was honestly praying to the Lord and realizing that God has a plan for me. So I believe that if you truly understand and grasp the fact that God has a plan for you and it's up to you not to waste the gifts that He has given you, I think that is so, so powerful, and it really strengthens your mind, body, and spirit to give yourself that closure and to move on. And a lot of times, my friend, whenever we, and this is something I learned when I was younger too, is that a lot of times we hold on to the pain and the hurt that other people have caused us, and these people don't remember that they've hurt you, that they've caused so much pain onto you, and yet here you are ruminating, you know, you are just sinking in this pain that they caused you, and there they are, they're just happy, dilly-dally living their lives, and they forgot about it already. And then sometimes we want them to realize how much they've hurt us. We want them to apologize to us. We want them to hurt like we're hurting. And that's just not a good way to live our lives. It's such a waste of the life that God has given us. And so when we put value on ourselves, when we realize how much value we have as a human being, when we realize how much respect we are supposed to have for ourselves because God created us. God created us with purpose, and we should give glory to God and also enjoy the life that He has given us. You know, when we put these puzzle pieces together and really realize how valuable our life is, how valuable your life is, then it will be easier for you to give yourself that closure and realize that, you know what? I have the power to move on. I have the power to give myself the closure and understand that I deserve better, that this is not a way to live. Living in resentment and living waiting for some magical situation to arrive wherein I can suddenly give myself, you know, this power to move on. It's not going to happen. I have to give it to myself right now. And if I'm having a hard time, I need to pray to God, the God that created me, my maker, to give me that strength to move on and become better. You have to accept that some chapters in our lives have to close without closure. There is no point in losing ourselves by trying to fix what was meant to stay broken. There are just some seasons in our lives that we have to go through, and there are some characters in our book called life that we just have to let go of. They are meant to write their own book. You're meant to write your own book with the help of God, and sometimes you're just not meant to stay in that same book. And you know, sometimes you're just not meant to stay in that same genre of books, even, my friend. It's just the way that life is. So I honestly hope and pray that you find the closure that you need in yourself with the help of God. And I hope that you realize, my friend, that your life has value and that there is purpose in your life. And if you're having a hard time finding your purpose in life, start looking outward how you can help people with what you have. And it could be little things, but you can start from there. And if you're really having a difficult time in your life, I highly urge you to speak to someone that you trust, someone that loves you, or even seek professional help if you really need to, my friend. With all of that said, I want to remind you that your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're here. You have time. You're alive. You have time to change, grow, and be the person who you believe you are meant to be. And most importantly, my friend, the Lord God is always with us. Please tag me on Instagram story. Share this with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this. And I will talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.